Please be seated. Good morning. I want to first apologize for being GIMP today. I started having foot pain yesterday morning at convention, and by dinner time my foot was swollen and I couldn't put any weight on it. So after crawling to the restroom in the middle of the night, we decided it was time to go to Care Now. I did get a shot and I'm going to pick up medicine on the way home, but just pray for a quick healing. I'm supposed to travel to Mexico on Tuesday. I will tell you, though, I would have been rolled into this building in a gurney if I had to, just to hear the choir. So. Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, her whole living. From the Gospel according to St. Mark, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't judge a book by its cover. We all know that expression, right? We've heard it before. Perhaps you've met someone and in the first minute decided you knew something about them, and as you got to know them better, it turned out to be completely wrong. Don't judge a book by its cover. It's a reminder that outward appearances can often be misleading. And we see this is the case all throughout the scriptures, but especially throughout Mark's gospel. In the story of Mark's gospel, the narrative, it is often the little people, the least expected, who end up being the heroes in the story. Think of blind Bartimaeus, or the woman with the flow of blood, or the Gentile centurion, all who are commended by Jesus for their faith. Today we have two different stories of little people who rise to the occasion. During the time of Elijah, there was a great famine over Israel. The rich, the rulers, even the religious leaders had resources and storehouses to weather the famine for a while. The widows, the orphans, the poor, the lame, they suffered terribly. Elijah comes to a widow who, out of her poverty, gives him food. Her act of hospitality is rewarded by God with oil and flour that do not go empty throughout the rest of the famine. And then in our reading from Mark's gospel today, it is another little person who Jesus commends for her actions. People were putting in huge sums of money into the temple treasury. From the world's perspective, these would be the folks who should be honored and recognized. But Jesus watches a poor widow put in one penny, all that she has. And she is the one who he singles out and makes an example of great charity and faithfulness. She gave all that she had. Now, the standards of the kingdom of God we know are entirely different than the standards of this world. In this world, we think the wealthy and the famous and the powerful, the smart, the good-looking are the ones who have been blessed by God. Last week, we heard the Beatitudes, where Jesus actually flips that upside down. He turns the standards of this world completely upside down. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Rather than trusting in this world or money or power or fame or glory, or those who are truly blessed know they are entirely dependent upon God. They're dependent upon him for everything. That, of course, requires humility. It requires a humbleness of spirit to know that it is only by God's grace that we have anything in this world at all. And it is only by God's grace that we will have hope for the world to come. We see this same message throughout the New Testament. None of us are smart enough or strong enough or powerful enough or good enough to earn our way into eternity. We must be like the little people we read about in the Bible and put our entire trust in the living God. We must know that we can't get there without the help of Jesus. This is the free gift of grace through faith in Jesus Christ that Paul writes about in Romans. He says, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of that sin is death. But the free gift of God is salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So I want to single out the three folks who are being confirmed today. They will be publicly professing their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior and their commitment to turn to him as their Lord, to obey the reign of his kingdom in their lives. So I want to thank you three, because you stand before the church today. You're reminding us of our own baptismal faith, that we must turn from the world, the flesh, and the devil, and turn to Jesus Christ, to trust him as our Lord and to follow him as our Savior, to commit our lives to be lived under his most gracious rule. From the world's standpoint, we think Bill Gates or Elon Musk or Warren Buffett have it made. We think LeBron James or Tiger Woods or Dak Prescott have it made. It's surprising to discover that the least of these are the ones whose God heart shines on, the ones who can trust and who can't trust in their own strength or their looks or their smarts or their gifts. In Luke's gospel, Jesus tells a parable about the narrow door. He calls all of us to strive to enter through the narrow door. What's he talking about here? Well, in the synagogue in Jesus' day and age, there at the back were two usually wooden carved ornate doors, sometimes with brass ornate decorations on it. And when the time for worship came, the movers and the shakers and the religious leaders and the wealthy would enter through these doors as they're flung open. Some of them might even have trumpets blazing away as they enter the room. They're walking in their beautiful flowing prayer shawls and robes, and they make their way all the way up to the front of the church to sit in the best seats. Now, on the side of the synagogue was a very small, narrow door known as the widow's door. And when it was time for worship, the widows and the poor and the lame and the orphans would come in through that door without any fanfare, and they'd sit on the dirt or the stone in the back of the synagogue to offer their worship to God. This is what Jesus is calling us to be, to have this same kind of humility, to be completely dependent upon God, and to have the same kind of charity as the two widows we read about today, to give sacrificially, to love sacrificially, and most importantly, to put our complete trust in God for everything. In the name of the living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.